study here in a couple weeks. We have a sign-up sheet in the foyer, and right now we have essentially decided we will be going on Wednesday evenings. We haven't quite decided a time yet, but that will be sometime after 7 p.m. So if that time works out for you and you have any interest in the Young Adult Bible Study, then you can go ahead and sign up or just talk to me. There will be a bridal shower on January 31st for Brooklyn Gober, the bride-to-be of Tate Kettlehut, and that'll be here at the church at 2 p.m., and the registry can be found on their Zola site. There's youth group tonight at 6 p.m. and Club Rock on Wednesday. Does anybody have any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship this morning is Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Good morning again. I ask you to take your hymn books, or you can look up on the screen. We're going to sing number 406, My Hope is in the Lord, and we also welcome those joining us online. If you'll stand with me, please, number 406, My Hope is in the Lord.
My hope is in the Lord, who gave himself for me and paid the price of all my sin at Calvary. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives. Of my own, his anger to suppress. My only hope is found in Jesus' righteousness. For me he died, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives. And now for me he stands before the Father's throne. He shows his wounded hands and names me as his own. For me he lived, for me he lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives. His grace has planned it all, 'tis mine but to believe, and recognize his work of love and Christ receive. For me he died, for me lives, and everlasting life and light he freely gives.
Good seeing you. You may be seated. It's our opportunity to bring our prayer request and praises. Just a couple of them that I have. We had a request from Pastor Elliott. They are our missionaries of the month, but for the Frontier School of the Bible, they had a former student. He had been attending last semester, but came back on Wednesday to visit some friends, and then on his way back to see other friends. In the middle of the wind and the storm, he ended up missing, and they found him later, found his vehicle. He had been killed in a car crash, and his name was Justin. Pray for the family. Not all of them are saved, but also for the student body and staff, as it's been a rough end of the week. As talking with Pastor Andrew, the other staff, they feel this may have been the first student that they've ever had have that type of accident, while they've, at least in the last 30 years. So it does hit pretty close to home. And as well as several areas around our state and the surrounding states with the wind dealing with the fires. And we know how devastating a fire can be to the pastures, but also to hay piles. But in looking at most of the post, it looks like there wasn't a loss of life or of anyone's home. But I know that when we get the winds like we had last week, how dangerous they can be. Are there other prayer requests? Paula. So Paula's update on her brother Dick, it looking as things progress that he should be out of the hospital this Thursday, and the thanking everyone and the praising God for the answers to prayer of where he is, how far he has come and how much he has progressed. Other prayer requests or praises? Charlie. So Charlie has a friend named Steve, and he was up on a ladder on Friday, and he fell off, broken clavicle, and a concussion. Other requests? Jason.
Jay's come on a surgery, shoulder surgery Thursday, well, and is recovering pretty good so far, I would say.
And he's recovering at your house.
Yeah.
So, I did see a couple posts. I think he was looking for a full-time nurse, maybe daughter-in-law. No, Jace had shoulder surgery. He's been dealing with that shoulder since his junior year of football, and had surgery on Thursday, and things have gone well. But we'll pray for the healing, that he'll get better range of motion from that shoulder. Are there other prayer requests? Val.
Is that a prayer request per se, but I'm reminded, if you look at the front of your bulletin, it shows that Spiegel Bay, the Jason January
So Val's, this is a reminder as we have the bulletin picture that the 31st, it's always when you have, our Sundays don't quite fall close to the anniversary of the decision of Roe versus Wade, but next Sunday, the 31st in Pier, will be the gathering for Sanctity of Life Sunday, and Val will be heading over if anyone would like to go with her, but it is a reminder of how important life is, and at 2:00 around the Capitol, there'll be a time of reflection with speakers and such, but also just the reminder of this week with the inauguration, how much we really need God's peace and how much our worldviews clash, and the reminder of how our hope is in Christ, not in political leaders. Are there any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin today, and it's the reminder that life is precious to you. We know that the very beginning of our Bible tells us how you took the dust of the ground and formed Adam, that you breathed life into him, that once he had truly come to the understanding that he was alone, you then provided a helpmate, and you took a part of his rib and formed Eve. You have made us a special part of your creation, that human life is important from the moment of conception through the time we enter into eternity. And Father, our country, our world, seems to cheapen life so much. Not just the taking of life, but when we look at society, the cheapening of how we have been made in the image of God. Father, I pray for our country, for forgiveness for how we have so casually thrown away life, sometimes for the sake of convenience, and for our elected leaders. We pray that they would seek after you. Father, for our state and for our local governing authorities, for our country, we pray that you would have peace reign. Father, we pray for this coming Wednesday as the inauguration, that we would see a peaceful transition of power, but also the reminder again and again, as Peter tells us, that we are to submit ourselves to the governing authority and that we are to pray for them and we are to honor them. No matter what our personal feelings are, we do ask that you would give President-elect Biden and his administration wisdom, that you would bring alongside of him individuals that would seek first your kingdom, that would he would in his heart seek you with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, we pray for the needs of our community and as our church body. We are grateful for Paula's brother Dick and the progress he has made, that you have touched his life. And we are grateful for medical technology, but we do recognize your healing hand. And from where he has been to where he is at now, it is a true miracle. Father, I pray that he would continue to strengthen, to help his communication and regain the function and full use of his body. Father, we also are grateful that Jace had a successful surgery, that you would, during this healing time, help him to be patient and to spend his time reflecting on how much you have blessed him. And Father, we pray that you would completely heal that shoulder. We also lift up Charlie's friend Steve, the falling from the ladder that is scary enough, the injuries that he has sustained, that you would heal and that he would know that you are there walking with him through this time. Father, we lift up the Elliots as our missionary of the month. We continue to pray that you would raise up their support, help them as they start back into this semester, both for the students coming to Frontier as well as for Marissa as she homeschools the children. We also pray for this former student who passed away, the family, that you would minister through those at Frontier to them. And we don't always understand, and you don't call us to. You call us to walk by faith and not by sight. We pray for the student body at Frontier that they would again have a glimpse that we are not promised tomorrow. And that goes for all of us. We do not know when we will exit this earth. So help us to be prepared. Father, we pray for those in our state and surrounding states that have dealt with the fires of this week, that you would provide for hay, for cattle, for horses, for livestock, that you would bring moisture to help rejuvenate and recharge the pastures and the fields that have been lost to the fire. Father, we are grateful for how you use us to build your kingdom. We pray for Club Rock, for our youth group, that you would be with each of, for Pastor Derek, but on the staff, help us to see where you're at work in these students' lives and to join you there. In Jesus' name, amen.
To see more chairs being filled every week as things progress. Let's stand and worship and sing praises to God. Give thanks because we know that his love does endure forever. And that's something I think we should be thankful for.
Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name.
Praise God even in the hard times or when things don't want to go our way. But you can be seated for this last song.
Water, earth,
Heavenly Father, we come before you acknowledging that in and of ourselves we are not holy. We are not worthy to be in your presence. We thank you for the gift of your Son and for the righteousness of him that has been imputed to us through his death, through his resurrection. Thank you that you are the God of heaven and earth, especially as we think about the uncertainty and the turmoil on earth. We're so glad that you are in control. We thank you for the privilege to come together and worship you. We pray that you would be with our time as we look into your word and we're reminded of the hope that we have through Christ. We thank you for that hope. We thank you for the gift of that hope, the gift of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.